This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America! Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain, Matt Bruce, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight, right here from our flagship station in Tampa, Florida, from my Moss Nissan Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, as well as in the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite streaming live online right now. Now, a special shout-out goes to our military men and women, to our EMTs, our firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, as well as everybody working in the coronavirus effort, too. Thank you for keeping America free and safe. Now, to the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers and bakers, maintenance, janitorial workers, the mechanics, the construction workers, the bulk mail centers, along with the Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, and all the roughnecks out there working wherever they're at, doing whatever they're doing, thank you very much for keeping America rolling along. And don't forget to follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. Go over there, like the page, jump on into the chat room and converse with us just the way many other people are doing right now. And without fail, here he is, the man, the myth, the legend. Are you ready, Flip? Ron Edwards, good morning.
Good morning, sir.
And that was for Flip, because Flip was already waving at me going, Ron Edwards, so there you go. All right, let's say the pledge and get rolling. Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we underline and accentuate the two words under God because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Now, I got to say something to Flip because he wants me to remind everybody that the rollback drivers are included in that too. Well, I did say truck drivers, Flip, so I'm kind of keeping it a little broad in nature, but I got you on that one. All right. Now, did you see what I just sent you from Minneapolis?
That is unbelievable.
It's unbelievable, but it's true. This police officer was trained to do what he did at the academy, and that procedure had been used 44 times since 2015 to render a assailant or whatever unconscious.
That is, it's incredible that, because in fact, most police, police stations, they don't have that particular move as part of their agenda.
Well, I know the chokehold. I know they used to do the chokehold because we even did it in the fire service sometimes to do what we call the takedown. But
yeah.
But you had to stop because if you didn't, you could asphyxiate somebody.
Yeah, yeah. And they also found that they have used the neck restraints at least 237 times since beginning of 2015.
Right.
And 16% of those people have lost consciousness.
Yeah.
Man.
Now, this time was the one time where somebody died, and unfortunately, this is going to be the time where that officer... I believe they're going to upgrade the charge against this...
It should be.
Yeah.
It should be way up. It should be one or two.
However, I did get a call from somebody during the top of the hour break, and they said, well, knowing this and knowing that it was police procedure and part of their training, he might get off altogether.
No. Because, first of all, he kept going. You know, it's one thing to not, you know, they may not, you know, become unconscious or something like that, but the guy never just stopped. He, I mean, he kept going 3 to 4 minutes after the man was unconscious.
Yeah, it was 9 minutes
or,
long.
Or, his, or he probably was dead by that time. So he just did extra. And here's the thing. They had already had him restrained. And all they had to do was walk him over to the squad car and put him in there and take him to the station. But he was standing up. His hands are restrained. And then they lay him down to do that for no reason, in my opinion.
Well, we don't know why he came out the other door, because they put him in one door, and all of a sudden, here he is coming out the other door, and he's on the ground. We don't know what happened, and I guess eventually we'll find out, because those other officers, I'm sure, are going to be charged, and then we'll go from there. But to find out that this was a procedure that was accepted and done by the Minneapolis Police Department since 2015, I mean, it's mind-boggling.
Yeah. So, anyway, this is horrible. Hopefully, that's something that they'll reconsider and take out of their repertoire.
I think they'll have to after this. Yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely.
All right. And by the way, the officer Derek Chauvin was moved to a maximum security prison for security on his part, but also to keep him away from other people who might want to do him harm. So that's where he's at.
But it's one thing that's strange. I don't know if many people noticed this, but the officer. It looked like there were two different people. And if you look at the picture at first and you look at the picture later, they show another picture of the man, and it looks like two different individuals.
Adrenaline.
I'm sorry?
Adrenaline. He was all hyped up over what he was doing. Adrenaline. It'll do that to you.
Okay, because his hair looked different and everything.
Yeah, adrenaline. There was some sort of tussle. And besides that, here's something else that hasn't been explained yet. They worked at the same nightclub. The officer worked inside, and the George, he worked outside. But they worked at the same nightclub. So there was something there. There was a history there. We just don't know what it is. All right, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. But I just posted it on my Facebook page, the story from the Minnesota television station, Minneapolis, about this procedure that this officer used. And guess what? It was being used since 2015, and they were trained to do it. Be right back.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than FrontSight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from FrontSight's world-class instructors, led by FrontSight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at FrontSight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at FrontSight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter FrontSight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. FrontSight, America's gun training destination.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I'm here with Scott Yuseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever. We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
You bet you are. And I'll tell you what, this portion of the program brought to you by my friends at Moss Nissan. Now, while most new car dealerships have about 30 or so pre-owned cars available for sale, when you shop one of the Moss Nissan dealerships, you'll have hundreds of clean pre-owned cars and trucks to choose from. You'll also get a great peace of mind because every used car bought from Moss Nissan comes with Moss Care. And with Moss Care, you get lifetime oil changes, lifetime tire rotation, special treatments for both the interior and exterior of your car to keep it looking new, credit and deposit protection, and a whole bunch more. By the way, you'll also save thousands of dollars at Moss Nissan because all pre-owned cars and trucks are marked wholesale to the public. No negotiation needed. Now, Moss Nissan also helps you get the credit you deserve. In fact, they work with over 40 banks so you can get the best interest rates possible. Now, three locations, Moss Nissan, for you. First one, U.S. 1954, Newport Richey. Second one, U.S. 19 in Crystal River. And a big shout-out to all my friends up in Crystal River. You'll be seeing me up there in the not-too-distant future. And now, the dealership at 11001 Florida Avenue in Tampa. Right beside it is a Moss Acura dealership. So check it out. Check it out. You can find out more about them online by going to MossMAUSNissan.com. MossMAUSNissan.com. Moss Nissan, whatever it takes. And remember to tell them the captain sent you, because when you do that, if you're buying a brand spanking new vehicle or even certified pre-owned, you're going to get $500 off the vehicle by telling them the captain sent you. But don't wait till the last minute. Tell them when you walk in the door. That way you know you've got your deal coming. All right. Here he is, Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and I want to talk about the president and what he said last night in the Rose Garden, and then when he took his walk, he said, and I quote, "I am your law and order president," and he right away ordered thousands of armed troops into Washington, D.C., and this was in addition to what was going on there. And the president also slammed the weak governors and urged a crackdown on the protests. And he also told the governors that the Joint Chiefs Chairman, General Mark Milley, was going to be in charge of the protest response, which is pretty
pretty good from where I'm standing because he, of course, being the chairman of the Joint Chiefs, he knows exactly what he's got available to him.
Well, in my opinion, the president had no choice but to take the stand because for political reasons, the majority of mayors and many of the governors allowed this thing to just get out of hand, and we're not doing anything to restrain the looters and the fire starters and all of that, whether it was in Cleveland, whether it was in Los Angeles, wherever you went. There was such a massive damage, and the president had no choice.
Well, the problem we have is it's beyond that right now, because last night was a very serious night for police officers, and I hate to even report this, but I have to. We had four officers that were shot in St. Louis. Now, they're going to be okay, but what happened was a car came up on where they were blocking the street and opened fire on them, and then away they went. And we had two officers shot in Richmond, Virginia, about an hour and a half ago. I'm not really sure what their condition is. I haven't seen anything else to tell me anything. Then we had a U.S. Marshal killed in Las Vegas yesterday, and another police officer shot. And then we had two officers run down by a car in Buffalo, New York. So, you know, our thoughts and prayers go out to the officers, but it's getting serious.
It's getting serious, and it may get worse until the authorities, first of all, these mayors and these governors, it still goes, they're still responsible for all of this because ultimately they have the authority over those cities and states. And for political reasons, they did not do what they were supposed to do. And a lot of people are going to try to challenge the president's authority and, you know, and go against his decision. But there is something called, I believe, the insurrection law.
Insurrection Act, but you're right.
Mm-hmm. Act. And so these conditions allow the president to come forth because we do have, in my opinion, when you have all of your cities at one time going up like this, it's like a national emergency. And it becomes an issue that the president must address.
Mm-hmm.
For the good of the people.
Now, we also know that the president has been very busy with the coronavirus issue. Now, think about this for a second. We've had thousands of people out on the street, correct?
Yeah.
And they've all been within close proximity of each other, right?
Yep, absolutely.
If we don't see a massive increase in COVID-19 coronavirus cases over the next couple of weeks, then I'm going to be the first one to say, told you so, because ever since the beginning of this, I told you we were being duped. Did I not tell you that?
Of course. We all knew we've been just screwed around here. But see, the thing is, most of those people, believe it or not, especially when they were out and about together in the daylight, most of these places have now very
sunlight,
warm.
Sunlight, daylight, yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what sunlight does to these
viruses? I sure do. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, disinfects.
Yep.
And so you're going to see a rapid decline, in my opinion. Such a decline, in fact, believe it or not, Governor Gretchen Whitmer says now we in Michigan can
That's your governor. Lines. That's your governor, right?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Yeah, the witch says we can go out now. Mm-hmm. Whoopsie do. But we've been going out anyway. But but you know, it's obvious that governors like Whitmer and many others have been using this situation and other situations to try to bring down this economy and somehow they, in their adult brains, thinking that Donald Trump, the president, would get the blame for this. Well, the American people are not stupid. We're not stupid. You know, we're not adult brains.
Mm-hmm.
We understand that the local and state authorities were not doing what they should be doing.
Right.
So we have to save our country.
Now, we have a caller, so let's take this caller. Okay. Good morning, Mr. Question Asker.
Hello, Cap. It's back again, Bob again.
I know.
Anyway, wanted to know if we could actually impeach or charge some of these mayors and governors over their inaction and incompetence. All right, that's it.
All right, well, impeach, no. Recall, yes.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yep, you can recall them. You can start a petition today and get enough signatures and get it on the ballot for your next election, and it could be a recall election.
Yep, and I think it needs to start happening. I don't care if it's Mike DeWine of Ohio, who's a Republican in name only, whether it's Whitmer here in Michigan. These governors are just, they don't care about we the people at all. They don't care about us at all. It's all about politics. It's all about getting President Trump, because they have a larger agenda that has nothing to do with furthering our republic and building a greater society for we the people. It's about, I don't know, it's about something very nefarious, very evil. And many of these governors, like Newsom.
Well, we got about a minute here to take a call, and I got a caller, so I'm going to get him on here real quick. So hang on. Let's see what he wants. Is this Eric?
Hey, thanks for taking my call, sir. Good morning, gentlemen. Real quick, he just said that there are police officers shot, just came in, shot in Richmond, Virginia.
Right.
And that their police officer shot, I presume, would be in East St. Louis.
Yeah, four of them.
That's been around there. Okay. Now, here's the thing. I'm not the only one, but I'm going to say it here. The state, the government, the system has created this.
You're right.
It's a fulfilling prophecy. They have created this problem. They have cultivated. They have educated. They have financed. They have trained.
You're right.
They have everything in all of these areas. They have controlled the nation's education system. They've controlled universities. And now the state, the system, is telling everyone it's someone else's fault. Go get them.
You're right.
The state government is going to crack down, and it is going to be a self-fulfilling prophecy for these governments, and it's going to be everybody else's fault once again. Focus on the issue, which is the system that's controlled everyone. Thanks, sir.
You're welcome, and I'm glad you did that, because we're running out of time. I was going to have to tell him, see ya. But that's Eric. And Eric makes perfect sense, doesn't he?
Absolutely. And the root of it is our government school systems. It starts there.
There you go. Bingo. Bingo. Right there. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Destruction by design via the school system.
And this, again, what we're watching, people have to understand this. This is the fundamental transformation of America. They've been trying to do this since the early 1960s, and they think they got us. They really think they got us right now, but big surprise coming for them. They don't.
No, heck no, they don't. But people should read Rules for Radicals. Exactly. Solomon's Rules for Radicals.
Yep.
They'll get it.
Oh, yeah. All right. We'll talk to you on Thursday, my friend.
Absolutely. Take care.
All right. That's Ron Edwards. And, of course, he's host of the Edwards Notebook. And I'm going to try to sneak an Edwards Notebook in here before the end of the show. We'll see if I can do that. Meantime, we'll be right back with Brooke Emery, otherwise known as Brooke Talks America, because Brooke talks and she's in America. And I'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
In a video conference with governors, President Donald Trump called them weak and demanded tougher crackdowns on burning, looting, and other violence among the demonstrations. He also said the governors are making themselves look like fools for not calling up more of the National Guard as a show of force on city streets. Houston Chief of Police Art Acevedo was in an interview on CNN and had his response to the president's comments.
Let me just say this to the President of the United States on behalf
of the police chiefs in this country. Please, if you don't have something constructive to say, keep your mouth shut. It's not about dominating. It's about winning hearts and minds. And let's be clear. We do not want people to confuse kindness with weakness. But we don't want ignorance. Speaking for my colleagues across the country where their officers are being injured, community members are being injured, and we need leadership now more than ever.
This is USA Radio News.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
And there's my uptown Jersey girl, Donna Fiducia, up there in Carrollton, Georgia, at the Double D Horse Ranch with her husband named Don, and the two of them are probably out in the barn right now doing some stuff with the horses, but I'll tell you what, we appreciate them very much, and they're in Carrollton, Georgia, listening to us on 1330 WLVB. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by my friends at Two Guys Gun Show. Now, Two Guys Gun Shows are back, and they're bigger and better than ever. Now, they'll be back this Saturday and Sunday, June 6th and June 7th, at the Minreg Hall in Largo, located at 6340 126th Avenue North in Largo. I'll be there Saturday and Sunday, but Saturday I'll be there from 9 to 3, and Sunday I'll be there from 9 to 1. So you can stop by both days. I'll have some free stuff I'm giving out. And I'm telling you, if it's anything like what they did last week, you're going to be amazed, because they had some really great stuff there. A lot of good prices on stuff. The guns were selling. The ammunition was selling. All the accessories and things that went along with it were selling. People were mad as hell. They weren't going to take it anymore. And speaking of which, guess who I got on the phone line? The little fiery redhead named Brooke Talks America.
Good morning.
See?
And no, I'm not a she-devil. I'm actually quite the angel.
No, you're not. I know you. But you have fun. How's that? You have fun.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, let me run something by you. The president, and I got him right here because I knew we were going to talk about him. Listen to just about a minute of what he has to say here. Well, not even a minute, 45 seconds.
My fellow Americans, my first and highest duty as president is to defend our great country and the American people. I swore an oath to uphold the laws of our nation, and that is exactly what I will do. All Americans were rightly sickened and revolted by the brutal death of George Floyd. My administration is fully committed that for George and his family, justice will be served. He will not have died in vain. But we cannot allow the righteous cries and peaceful protesters to be drowned out by an angry mob. The biggest victims of the rioting are peace-loving citizens in our poorest communities. And as their president, I will fight to keep them safe.
Wow. I mean, he said that. He had my attention.
Yeah, no, it was very powerful. And that walk, I didn't know that he was doing this. He was walking to the church, and I was like, oh, my God,
oh,
that's amazing.
I saw him headed out and going that way, and I said, there's only one place he's going, and there he was, walked right over to the church.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, I think, because I thought it was over, and I didn't know what he was doing, and I got a text about it, and I was just, it was very symbolic, you know. Of course, now the idiots on social media are saying something about he's the Antichrist because he held the Bible upside down. They're truly insane and demonic.
Yeah,
correct?
It was a photo
Completely
op. And the other thing was
demonic.
It was a photo op.
Yeah.
Remember? Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah. I mean, it's just so crazy.
Well, let me ask you a question. Yeah. Did you ever see Obama walk over to that church and do anything even remotely close? I never did.
No, I mean,
never.
No. And I mean, holding the Bible, you know, Trump understands, and I don't know how many people know this, before he even ran for office, he met with 100 black pastors.
I know.
He knew what the stakes were in so many ways. And this is, they totally underestimate his, you know, his understanding and of what's going on. And it's a culture war, but he knows that it's a spiritual battle as well. I mean, what's going on right now is truly a battle for, you know, I mean, Biden says this, but he doesn't even know where he is. But the soul of the country, but not in the way that the left talks about it, because they're subversive and they want to actually destroy the country. So he just talks about word, but Trump understands that this is a spiritual battle between good and evil and between righteousness and subversion.
Well, let's talk about
what the left is doing right now is subversion. It's not about anything good.
Let's talk about Antifa. And there's a story behind Antifa. Antifa being declared a domestic terrorist group and all that. But who is the big funder of Antifa? What group?
Soros.
Yeah, but it's not Soros. Let me be specific. It's called the Open Society Foundation, and there's about 10 or 12 different groups in there that are all part of this. But you are right. But it's not just Soros. Soros gave them $13.5 million. Guess who else gave the money?
Obama.
Tom Steyer. Remember Tom Steyer? Didn't he run for president?
Yeah.
He gave $1.5 million. And then, without telling you who they are, Hollywood elitists are in there for about $5 or $6 million. Now, I'm assuming that the Hollywood elitists that they're not mentioning are movie stars.
I'm sure.
So, now, you take it away. Why is Antifa a domestic terrorist group? I'll let you explain it.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, you just watch the news. Here's the thing. I've been talking about this. This requires a whole 2 hours to talk about this, and I'll be talking about it on my show. What's happening, and this is what I hope is being, you know, distributed throughout. There is righteous anger, and the irony is that this was actually an incredibly unifying killing. The whole country. Black, white, conservative, liberal, Democrat, Republican. Everybody was unified in the outrage and horror at what had happened. So this could have been a moment that we actually unified as a country and but it didn't work because of Antifa, right? So there are white liberals, which are the enemy. Even Malcolm X talks about this. I mean, there are really great videos out there. They're the enemy of all civilized life, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But there are righteous protesters, you know, that are not causing violence and mayhem, looting and everything, that are out there protesting this situation. But the white liberals and the Antifa, which are a lot of young men, right, they are putting those bricks. There are videos out there of this black woman that goes up to an elderly couple, a white couple, and puts, gives them back the brick and says, don't give this to, you're giving this to young black boys and they're going to get, so there, and there's a guy that Trump retweeted or that Trump tweeted about that's giving money to young black men to have them, so the white liberals are out there getting the black, you know, the black people that are in that area, particularly young men, to do their dirty work for them. It's out, and people are seeing that. You know, there were two white
boys. Well, they're bailing them out. They're bailing these guys out of jail, for God's sake, so they can go back out and do it again. But I got a comment from a listener here. Right. Christine in Sarasota is saying maybe Trump should have George's brother into the White House and then speak to the Americans.
He might be doing that. He might be something like that. I mean, he's already, from what I understand, he's already communicating
now
with
before,
him. Wouldn't it be something if they said they were Trump supporters?
Before we run out of time and before you keep rambling on, I want to get to what I just sent you as an email. We have found out from Minneapolis, from the Minneapolis television station up there, KARE, Channel 11, that this procedure that this officer used on George was actually something that they have been trained to do at the academy and have been using since 2015 to render an assailant unconscious.
I heard you tell Ron that.
That's true. It's true. I sent you the story.
No, I know. Will it matter, first of all? Second of all,
don't know.
That whole entire city is Democrat. Why haven't they arrested the other officers? And why is nobody talking about that? And by the way, Amy Klobuchar could have prosecuted them.
I know that.
Idiot Mayor Fry, who's about as beta and full of soy as, you know.
He's out of his league.
Starbucks.
He's out of his league.
He's beyond, he's beyond out of his league. Mm-hmm. He is a white liberal apologist for radicalism. And there should be a Stratcoms program against him and against all those liberals in there. Why aren't they blaming them? Seriously, why aren't they blaming them? How is this Trump's fault or the Republicans' fault or your fault or my fault or anybody's? It's their leadership, their lack of leadership, and they need to be talking about that. You know, why didn't Klobuchar prosecute those cops? Why are they even on the job?
Mm-hmm.
It's a Democrat mayor.
They aren't on the job now, but I do believe that they're going to be prosecuted, whatever the charges will be.
Why aren't they charged? Why haven't they been charged yet?
Well, because,
and by the way,
because who's in charge of all this?
The Democrats?
No. Keith Ellison, the Attorney General of Minnesota, is in sole charge of this case and the prosecution.
Okay, so why haven't they been charged yet?
Because he's in charge. And he said, yes, he is. And he said, and I quote, he's not going to rush to a judgment. But anyway, we got to tell everybody, if you want to hear more from Brooke, go to BrookeTalksAmerica.com, BrookeTalksAmerica.com, and you'll find out about the fact that she has a little radio show, too, that you can hear on Saturday nights. Gee, on the same station I'm talking to you on right now. All righty, Brooke, stay out of trouble.
God bless, number two.
Yep, okie dokie, that's Brooke Emery, and I'll be right back with more of the beach and boating forecast. So don't go anywhere. Lots more stuff going on. I'll be back.
So you're wearing a mask every day now?
Yeah.
Where are you getting them?
Same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com.
Really?
And they're handmade. Just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks. And they make cloth face masks, too.
Good price?
That's the best part. 10 masks for only $6.
Wow.
As a public service, SunnyBay.com is now making cloth face masks by hand in the Seattle area and sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at SunnyBay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality disposable face masks for only $6 or choose a handmade, washable, reusable cloth face mask with high 2 layers of quality cotton fabrics. Supplies are limited. Get details and order at SunnyBay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to Sunny-Bay.com for disposable or cloth face masks. Just click Sunny-Bay.com. That's Sunny-Bay.com.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive.
Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
It's time for the Beach and Morning Podcast for the Nature Coast, the Sun Coast, and all of Tampa Bay, brought to you by the Freedom Boat Club. Freedom Boat Club. Find out more by giving them a call at 855-FREEDOM. Now today, Tuesday, it's going to be sunny, but a little bit breezy. There'll be a late-day thunderstorm in the mix somehow, somewhere, and I'll tell you what, partly sunny this afternoon. Now, it's going to be windy because the winds are going to come out of the east at 15 to 25 miles per hour. Now, we'll have a moderate chop most of the day with waves 2 to 3 foot, might be a little bit higher. Right now, the Gulf water temperature is at 83 degrees, the bay water temperature at 85. Just bring the bar of soap along when you come on down. Our high tide happened at 12.04 a.m., and our low tide happened just a little bit of a while ago here at 5.38 a.m., about, I don't know, 20 minutes ago or so, somewhere in that range. But the fact of the matter is, I will tell you that the Beach and Boating Forecast is always brought to you by our good friends at the Freedom Boat Club of Tampa Bay. Now, the Freedom Boat Club of Tampa Bay is the largest franchise of all of the 213 franchises across the country.
We've got 500 boats here in 30 locations and growing. Now, there's nothing better for your health than a beautiful day in the water, and Freedom Boat Club calls it sun sanitizing. Now, if you had to scratch plans for that big foreign or domestic vacation, or maybe you were taking a family truckster across the country, or maybe you were going to take the RV and go out there, and you got some of that money left over from that canceled trip, why not invest it into a Freedom Boat Club membership and enjoy the beautiful waterways all year long? Now, the beauty of a Freedom Boat Club membership is that you get all the benefits of boat ownership without all the work. You just make your reservation, fill up your cooler, and in minutes, you're out on the water soaking up some of the beautiful Florida sunshine and sun sanitizing, too. So, give Freedom Boat Club a call today at 855-FREEDOM, the number again, 855-FREEDOM. Or you can go to their website, freedomboatclub.com/Tampa Bay. That's freedomboatclub.com/Tampa Bay. Always tell them the captain sent you. And remember, it's all about enjoying the good old sunshine out on the water. Out on the water. Now, I've had a lot of comments since we told you about the story, which is now sitting on my Facebook page, for the training that the Minneapolis Police Department gave their officers. And the maneuver that this officer was using, Derek Chauvin, on this suspect. Now, George Floyd didn't have to die. And I don't know what the relationship was, but George Floyd and this officer worked at the same nightclub. George was outside, the officer was inside. Was there a history there of some sort between the two of these guys? Well, maybe. Was there bad blood between these guys? Well, maybe. But the fact of the matter is, something, somewhere, went horribly wrong. Because even if you're trained to do this maneuver the way it was done, after the victim went unconscious or went lethargic, you should have stopped. You should have stopped, because then you've succeeded with what you wanted to do. Render the person harmless. But I'm not sure. And by the way, in the fire service, we did something a little different. When we do a takedown maneuver, we did come up from behind in the chokehold that you've seen the wrestlers use. That's what we did for a takedown move with an unruly person. Somebody up front would be paying attention to them, and somebody come up behind them using the biggest one of the crew that was there and grab them by the back and then do a takedown move and take them down. And that's what we did. And you usually had to do it more often with people that were high on drugs or drunk than anybody else because of the nature of what we were doing. And it was like the way we did it, it was all in timing. And we did these things, we trained on these things together all the time. And it was very easy to do. But I just, for the life of me, I'm sitting here and I'm thinking about this guy, the police officer, and the way he did what he did. And knowing that it was taught that way, and had been, and been accepted as part of the practice in the police department since 2015. And again, you people are probably hearing about this on this show for the first time, because nobody else has talked about it. Nobody. And if it hadn't been for my friend George up there in Minneapolis, St. Paul, and thanks a lot, George, for doing what you do. Couldn't do it without you. I wouldn't even know about this. But they found out about this yesterday up there in Minneapolis. So I'm telling you, this is, you talk about weird, holy smokes, strange understatement of the year. And again, we'll just go with the flow and see what happens. Because I don't have any clue after hearing this what this would do. I'm not an attorney, but I can tell you, you would think this could be grounds for either reduced charges or a dismissal. But then again, I don't know. I'm just saying that just because I'm saying it, so I don't have any idea. Now, one other little thing here before I move on. I got to tell everybody about my buddies down there at Dominic's Blinds and Decor. Dominic's is spelled D-O-M-E-N-I-C-K apostrophe S. And Dominic, if you're listening, I'm going to be down there on the 11th of June at Mixon Fruit Farm, the Mixon Growside Cafe, for Have Lunch with the Captain, our series down there. Hope you can make it. And Dominic's Blinds and Decor, located at 4540 Clark Road, right there at McIntosh in Sarasota. And all their blinds, all their shades, all their shutters are made in the U.S. of A. They're a Hunter Douglas dealer, too. And unlike the big box stores, Dominic's does something really, really great. They offer installation, on-site cleaning, parts and repairs, and they can help you with any problem that you've got when it comes to your blinds, your shades, or your shutters. So stop by the store. You can see Jill and the gang in the store. Remember, all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor. Give them a call at 941-922-2345. Set up an appointment or just stop by the store, Dominic's Blinds and Decor. And remember to tell them the captain sent you. Now, the Supreme Court was a little busy yesterday. They declined to take Bernie Sanders supporters' lawsuit. They also said that immigrants who fear torture can appeal a deportations ruling. They also said that they declined to take the Bernie Madoff trustee case. So Bernie's deal is staying the way it was. And they also upheld the Puerto Rican Financial Oversight Board appointments. Now, that was done because of the fact that the politicians got in there and took a bunch of stuff, a little dinero along the way, and a bunch of other stuff, too. Remember the supplies that nobody could find them, didn't know where they were, and they found them out in the jungle? Some of them? Some of the stuff? And not just one location, but two or three different locations where they'd been taken out there and they were being sold on the black market? Good Lord. Is what it is. But anyway, oh, and the other thing is, lost in all of this, 2,100 people arrested yesterday in Los Angeles, California. And you know, between the coronavirus and this rioting, it spawned a real pandemic of Christian persecution. Look what they did to that church. And look what they've done to other churches. Look what they did to the World War II Memorial. Look what they did to the Lincoln Memorial. They have no shame. They have no shame. And they don't care. All right, well, I'll tell you what. Another really fact-filled, stimulating show. And we appreciate all the participation on the phone line and all the participation in the chat room and everything else. You guys stay safe today. I'm going over to Mission Barbecue, West Waters Avenue, for lunch. See you there at noontime.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.